something for the weekend on Saturday. Now, I've been meaning to have this man on the show for a long time, Ryan from RetroDriveIn.ie, and you'll know they do these fantastic movie screenings that you can watch from your car, the drive-ins, like you see in America. Something that I think we've all been obsessed with since the movie Grease back in the day. Ryan, not a great week you've been having. What's up?
Yeah, we've been having a bad week. We had a break-in, unfortunately, in Leopardstown, where we have our equipment. Some guys decided to, guys or girls decided to go in and mess all our stuff up, but we're down but not out. It's we're going to be back bigger and better, but it's one of those bad weeks, and just something unfortunately we've had to deal with this week.
Yeah, it's such a setback when you're building up a business, and I know that it's been going really well for you, and we're really taking a chance in this business as well.
Yeah,
for little scumbags to come along and do that, wouldn't you just love to wring them by their necks?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look, yeah. You know, it's these are people who just have nothing better to do other than cause damage, and that's what it was. It was vandalism more than anything else.
More than stealing, they just came in to wreck the place.
Yeah, and unfortunately for a business that can be worse, because you know you're having to fix things and you know stuff that's expensive to get fixed and replace. More so than you know just coming in and taking money or whatever. But look, you know we'll be back bigger and better. We've had setbacks before, so it's just something we have to deal with.
And you're only a couple of weeks away, because you'd a busy time lined up. So around Paddy's Day, the 18th of March, I know that you screening Leopardstown, the Goonies, and you're doing Back to the Future. These are all my movies, Ryan. These are all the best ones. The Goonies, Back to the Future. You also have Mamma Mia planned. The Van. Oh, brilliant. So what's happening? Can they still go ahead?
Yeah. It's still going ahead. Nothing will stop us, Trina.
Fantastic.
Yeah, all still going ahead. And it's a great weekend. Paddy's weekend is always a good one for us. And we're doing all our big blockbuster movies. So as you said, the likes of the Goonies and Back to the Future, and The Van is just such an Irish classic. So it's one of those, the drive-in is great because you can watch a movie in a different surrounding than you normally would. So what we find is so popular for people, particularly families that, you know, can come and watch a movie. You don't have to worry about kids kind of running around or anything like that. They have their own space, their own volume. Mm. They can adjust the volume on the sound as well. And the great thing about it is you're in your own car, so you've got your own space. You can be as messy or as loud as you want to be, you know, because you know, we always find the cinema sometimes can be kind of a bit controlled and a bit confined, particularly for younger people, you know.
And so, expensive, might
and
I
expensive.
Add.
Yes, exactly. So the great thing is you just pay for the car. You don't pay, you know, per person. The great thing about that is it's cost effective. So you could have five people in the car, or if you've got a bigger car, if you've got 7-seater, you can have 7 people in the car and they can watch the movie. And
can you buy stuff to eat there, Ryan? Or is
absolutely.
Yeah, you can as well. Yeah. So you can still have the experience of all that.
Yeah, so we do everything that you would expect kind of at the cinema. So all your popcorn and your nachos and all that. But we also do hot food as well. So, you know, you can have a slap up burger and chips or hot dog or whatever. And so that kind of adds to the experience. And we always try and keep everything as cost effective as we can. You know, it's tough for people these days. It's tough for businesses. We know that. So, you know, we always try and make sure that it's kind of a day out that you're not been completely priced out. And you know, for €30 to bring the family out is you just can't do that in so many other places. So
sounds like a great date, actually, that you know, if you're going on a date, that'd be a nice one. Or date night.
Is.
Say if you're like me, you can never get a babysitter, sure, bring her in the back of the car.
Exactly. And we see that all the time, you know, like you'd see people at Halloween coming to, you know, a slasher movie with their 2-year-old kid asleep in the back seat, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, that's the great thing about the driving, you can, you know, you don't have to worry about those things.
And I love the fact that Ryan's not going to be there searching your car for your popcorn and you know the way when you go to the cinema and you're trying to sneak it in your handbag, your extra big handbag.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we've had people trying to be hid in the boot of the car, you know. So
no way.
Yeah. So I generally have a rule that you know, if you're bringing in your McDonald's or whatever into the drive-in, as long as you share it with me, I'm happy enough.
Absolutely. Yeah. You've such a variety of movies that you show. Like The Greatest Showman is on the 18th of March. So I assume, and not to turn people off their radios now at all, Ryan, but I assume you watch the movie, you get it through the frequency in your car, is it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So when you arrive, you'll be on the screen, it'll have what frequency to tune into. And you literally just tune your car radio in. You know, some kids don't like noise, you know, so it's a situation where they can control that and they can have it as loud or as low as they want, you know, which you don't have that in the cinema. And, you know, cinemas are great, but they can just be a little bit too controlled. control for some people who may not like that, you know.
Well, so, I think for me, Ryan, the main thing about the cinema is the expense, because I think we went last year. Now, to be honest now, it was a great movie to go see. It was so brilliant, Top Gun Maverick. But we calculated how much it actually cost to go, right? Yeah. So between the park and the cinema seats, which you had to get good seats, your popcorn, your drink, paying for a babysitter, getting in a bottle of wine for the babysitter or a few snacks and that for the babysitter. We were like, that trip to the cinemas after costing us about 150 quid.
It is expensive. And, you know, like what I will say is, because I love the cinema and I love cinemas, the cost to make the movies these days is just so expensive that they have to charge that back to the people who are watching them, you know. Mm. And that means that cinemas, you know, have to keep their prices at a certain level. You'll always pay for quality, but you're right, you know, when you add in all of those factors in entertainment for anything, whether it's concerts or cinemas or anything like that, it is very, very expensive for people. And particularly now when times are so tough.
Can I say congratulations on your award as well that you won recently?
Yeah, you can. That was fantastic. We won the Best Cinema Experience Award at the Irish Hospitality Awards. You know, there's some stiff competition in there as well. So it was great to get that recognition that they enjoyed the drive-in, and it was an experience they thought was a little bit different as well. So we were absolutely delighted with that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about the break-in, Ryan, but I know that you're going to keep on going. And we would ask anyone listening who'd like to support Ryan to do check out the website retrodrivein.ie. All the dates there are up, where you can actually book your tickets as well, and the list of various movies that are being shown. Still tickets available for the Paddy's weekend, is there?
Yes, there is, yeah.
Thanks a million, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers, see you. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.